Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is The Good Life, food, wine, and all the good things of life. Now, here's the host of The Good Life, Guy Bauer.
Okay, so I pulled the microphone down with my finger in the middle of the gooseneck thing, nearly cut it off. Hey, at least I'm in the studio. A lot of people don't even come to the studio, like, what, the Drive guys? On some other station. Hey, welcome to The Good Life. I hope you're surviving adequately. This too will pass. I feel terrible. The Wichita Marriott, one of my sponsors, has shut the doors. They'll be back, but there's nothing. No restaurants, no hotel rooms, nothing. Kansas Star has closed down, another sponsor. Fortunately, my other sponsors, Walser Auto Campus, still rocking it. You can go online at their website, cruise all their inventory, both new and previously owned. And then you can make an appointment, talk to somebody over the phone. Heck, you can buy it, and they'll deliver the car. All Things Barbecue, any of your barbecue needs, curbside pickup. You can go in the store if you care to. They just as soon you came and called, and they'll bring stuff out to you. And they deliver. Another great thing, no matter. I think it's a $50 limit, and they'll deliver. Johnson's Garden Center rocking today. So is Lowe's, because, you know, we all want to get outside and work in the garden, and you can do that in your home. And, of course, Jacob Liquor Exchange, they're probably really rocking because if you're like me, we've been drinking and eating too much. Curbside delivery, of course. You can go on their website and look at product after product, order it, pay for it, and give them a ring when you pull in, and they'll bring it out to the car. AJ's at the alley still doing pizza. So, you know, why not order one of those big, massive, whatever, 40-inch pizzas, even if it's just you and the mom and the kids. And pizza's good leftover. Those are just my current sponsors that are still hanging, and I'm glad for that. Two great guests today. First up with his book, Plant Only Kitchen. Yes, it's a veggie book, and yes, I said initially when I got it, I love veggie books, but we've done so many here in the first of the year. I'll hold off, and then I looked at it some more and said, no, we can't hold off. It's great. Chef Gaz Oakley will join us in just 1 second. In the latter part of the program, towards the second half, Wesley Steffen, he is the doctor of wine at one of my favorite wineries, Vineyard 7 and 8. Wesley is, he took over from his parents. Well, let's say his parents are still got their team together, but Wesley, not only Vineyard 7 and 8, but split off and is doing a Cabernet-based wine from vineyards other than the estate vineyards. It's called Correlation. We'll tell you about the 2013, 2014 vintage, and we'll learn about some other stuff. But let's jump right into it. Gaz, G-A-Z, Oakley, you got to go to, just type in at the at sign, Avant-Garde Vegan. Gaz has amassed well over 1 million followers on social media. He has the coolest YouTube channel. There's links at goodlifeguy.com. He puts together exciting vegan dishes, okay? And you think vegan, not me, I'm a meatitarian. But when I thumb through this book and I look at the soups and the salads and the main course big plates. Man, this is good stuff, and it appears to be something that most anyone can cook, and you probably have most of the ingredients in your larder. And man, I get excited, and it takes a lot to get me excited these days. Chef Gaz, welcome to The Good Life.
Wow, what an introduction. Thank you so much.
Well, sir.
Great to be on.
This is your third book, and I'm telling you, of all the reading and looking into you, you're a wild man, and you literally are rocking the world with your vegan and vegetarian recipes.
Yeah, I never thought I'd be vegan myself, to be honest with you. When I got my first chef job when I was 15, and I was cooking everything, learning the proper traditional ways of cooking, I never thought in a million years I'd be vegan. But it's my goal now to try and, you know, make veganism cool, show people that you're not going to miss anything when it comes to the food. So I'm really enjoying it, and if people want to try my food, then I want to make sure it's as tasty as possible for them.
Well, I think you've done that. Go back and talk about that first thing you mentioned. Talk about your early days, what led you into being a chef in the first place, and what was the defining moment that made you think more in terms of nutrition and health and vegetarianism?
Of course, yeah. Well, I started cooking when I was about eight years old at home with my dad. He's a great cook, so I just thought it was the thing to do. I saw him using a sharp knife. I saw him cooking and flames appearing from nowhere and all this stuff. I thought it was quite cool, so I got involved, took to it. I felt it was a way for me to express my creativity, and before I knew it, the dream of playing professional sport went out the window, and actually cooking took over, and all I wanted to do was become a chef. So I actually got my first chef job when I was 15 at a hotel restaurant, and just fell in love with it. The pace, the creativity, the flair, just working with so many different ingredients just was super fun for me. And I worked around some of the best restaurants in my hometown of Cardiff, which is the capital of Wales in the UK. And it was just some really fun times. It was a lot, you know, being so young and in that environment, working crazy hours, 80-hour weeks often, and not much breaks. But it was you're like a sponge when you're a young chef. You know, all you're doing is soaking up knowledge from people around you. So it was great, you know, constantly learning. And cooking was my passion, so I loved it. And you know, I was trying my best. I was so inspired by Marco Pierre White, Gordon Ramsay. I wanted to become the youngest chef with a Michelin star. But unfortunately, things didn't turn out as well as I thought. You know, that sheer pressure of being in that kitchen environment, working those hours, it got to me after a few years of doing it, and I had to have a break from the industry. So I just got a sales job, actually just on a building yard, just sort of labouring for a few months, just to recuperate and work a few less hours. And it turned out that the sort of 3-month break that I wanted actually turned into a year or two. And I worked my way up in this company. And before I knew it, the sort of dreams of being a Michelin star chef had gone out the window. And all I was doing in terms of cooking was just dinner parties and cooking for my family, until I went vegan. And going vegan was something that I never thought of doing. But with the spare time that I had after leaving the cooking industry, I got back into sport, and I was going to the gym every day, eating a huge, like, bodybuilder's diet, basically eating like something stupid like 5,000 calories a day. Wow. Trying to put on weight, and I think all that protein that I was taking in I didn't cope with it very well, and my stomach was hurting. And I decided to look into veganism because I started seeing lots of stuff on social media about it. And I thought, okay, that could be the answer to, you know, solving this health problem that I had. And I decided to watch this one YouTube video, and it was a speech by an activist. And I watched that, like, an hour long speech, and it literally turned me vegan overnight. And I thought, wow, this is like, it's basically like an awakening. I never thought I'd go vegan, but this was, this video was so powerful that it made me go vegan overnight. So instantly I was like, what the hell am I going to eat now? So I went into the kitchen, and actually that first meal that I made was so tasty and vibrant. It was like my taste buds had come back to life, because I was so used to eating the same boring food, actually, that it was fun. And all of a sudden, after a few days, I was sort of getting that buzz back for cooking again, and my passion was there. So I just started experimenting, started creating every day. And before I knew it, I was cooking for my friends, and they were encouraging me to sort of start taking pictures of the food and sharing it to social media, because they were saying to me that this vegan food that you're making isn't what, you know, their sort of stereotypical vegan dish in their head. It was nothing like that. So they said I had to share it. So I decided to sort of build up the confidence to post my first food picture under my new Instagram page called Avant-Garde Vegan. Before I knew it, all these people around the world were following me, asking for the recipes and cooking along with me. And it was just incredible. And that was about 4 years ago. Wow. And now all these years later, after getting over to YouTube and I've got this big audience and cookbooks, it's been a crazy journey. I'm so grateful. And to be able to inspire people to sort of eat healthily, and just get people creative about it and interested in cooking, because, you know, I'm so passionate about it. I just want people to cook. So
yeah.
It's been a fun journey.
Well, you know, I think I remember reading something in one of your bios or on one of your platforms that said after 1 million followers on YouTube, you'd release the name of and location of your restaurant. Where are we in that journey?
Yeah. Well, I'm nearly at 1 million, which is crazy to believe. A restaurant is what I've wanted since I was a young kid. So it's on the horizon for sure. I'm pretty sure I've got the location sealed and done and dusted, so I'm ready to announce where it's going to be. However, this whole virus thing has been a bit of a reality check. You know, it's having a restaurant right now would be one of the toughest industries in general. So, without a pandemic on, you know, restaurant owners must be seriously worried now. So, I've been trying to support my local restaurants on social media and things like that at this time. So, you know, there's a spanner in that's been thrown in there. It's a bit of a crazy time at the moment. So I'll announce where it's going to be definitely when I hit 1 million subscribers. But in terms of a time frame, it may be a bit longer than I wanted.
Well, and I hate that, but I get it. I certainly understand. And this is your third book. The other two books, of course, are still available here in the States. At Amazon, and if you are of a mind to either explore or you're already in the veggie mode, the recipes are killer. And I got to remind guests, Gaz, that your avantgardevegan.com is a great place to start. There's your story again for those who missed the first part. Recipe videos that are killer, take you to the YouTube channel, some great blog stuff, and a wealth of information. But no matter what, go to YouTube and go to Avant-Garde Vegan and look at some of the stuff. While you were talking, I was finishing up watching the barbecue video.
Oh, yes.
You know?
I did with the watermelon.
Yeah. And then, of course, this day and age, everybody's concerned about quarantine meals, and you've got a great, beautiful thing on fixing things out of your cupboard, you know, things that you might overlook as a main course.
That's it, yeah.
Really
definitely,
good stuff.
Definitely.
Well,
I just want to make sure that, I want to make food exciting. You don't have to be vegan to enjoy my food. I just want to excite people. And I think that my recipes are perfect for non-vegans or anyone that just wants to just have it, enjoy food. You don't have to be vegan to enjoy my food for sure.
Absolutely. Can you stay with us through one quick break?
Sure.
All right. We'll be right back. The guy I'm talking to is Chef Gaz Oakley. He's in the United Kingdom. His latest book is Plants Only Kitchen. We're going to give away a copy, not this break. We'll do it next break. So many great recipes. I'm telling you, we could just talk about the soup section, Chef, and I would be happy because, man, there's some killer recipes. We'll be right back after this short break with more food, wine, and fun for your ears.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.